Hillary Clinton spoke today in Bath, South Dakota, at an event her campaign called a Solutions for the Rural Economy Town Hall Meeting. On the trail, Clinton has repeatedly emphasized her appeal to white working-class voters, a group she says the Democratic nominee must win in the general election. Here she is in West Virginia Tuesday night.
I'm in this race for the millions of Americans who know that we can do better in our country. For the nurse on her second shift, for the worker on the line, for the waitress on her feet, for the small business owner, the farmer, the teacher, the coal miner, the trucker, the soldier, the veteran, the college student.
For more on this question of whether Senator Obama has a problem with white working class voters, we turn to our senior Washington editor, Ron Elving. Hey, Ron.
Good to be with you, Michelle.
So, Ron, does Obama have a problem with white working class voters? Is it as dire as Hillary Clinton says it is?
A lot of white working class voters have a problem with Obama. And it is a dire problem, as she says it is, if he's up against her. Now, whether or not it's insurmountable depends on whether or not the choice that voters are presented with in the fall is between a Democrat that they like Hillary Clinton, and a Barack Obama they don't know much about, or whether the choice they're making in November is between a Barack Obama they have come to know more about and a John McCain who represents a Republican choice that, on the issues, these voters are telling pollsters now, they would prefer a Democrat.
Now, as I understand, Senator Obama's people are making this argument to the superdelegates, don't buy into this idea that he can't win white working class voters. They point to Wisconsin, to Iowa, the Potomac primaries. They point to some of the blue-collar counties in Indiana. Do they have a point?
Yes, they have a point, and particularly in states that had caucuses as opposed to primaries, and particularly in states that were earlier in the process, before Hillary Clinton effectively began to organize this vote against Barack Obama. Let's also crank into that the Jeremiah Wright phenomenon. That exacerbated some of the problems that Barack Obama already had with this voting demographic.
So if Barack Obama tries to reach out to these blue-collar voters, how does he do it? Or can he? Are we talking about voters who prefer Hillary Clinton, or are we talking about voters who totally reject Barack Obama?
That's going to be the big question in November, whether or not John McCain can take these voters away from Barack Obama as effectively as Hillary Clinton, another Democrat, could do and has done. So, first of all, if he's going to turn this around, he's going to need some help. And that's why the John Edwards endorsement came at a timely moment for him, because John Edwards had previously been a favorite among this particular voting group. Maybe Hillary Clinton herself, if whether she's on the ticket or not, could be a ticket to get him back into the good graces of these kinds of voters. The union movement, he's already had a great deal of support within the unions, but there are a number of unions who have been with her or have been with other candidates and have been less friendly to Barack Obama. They could come over and they could help him. But he has to do something else, too. He's got to retool his message.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is a group of people who want to hear that you care about their concerns, and you need to connect with them on a symbolic level. You need to show more involvement with their identity.
Now, we talk about a voting group. I guess we should be careful not to paint these voters with too broad a brush. We're not talking about a group that's absolutely monolithic.
Absolutely not. You're talking about tens of millions of people. You could say that what unites them politically is a kind of populism. They include people who are the most frequent churchgoers and the least interested in formal or organized religion. So you have a tremendous variety of people, and you have to go at what does unite them, their sense of values, their traditions, their family commitments, their patriotism.
And that would seem to be an uphill battle for Obama, because in West Virginia, for instance, more than half of the Democrats said Obama did not share their values.
And also said they would not vote for him in the fall. So those are the John McCain switchers who are his pastors of plenty in these states. And that's why this is such a critical consideration for Obama.
Ron Elving is a senior Washington editor. Thanks so much, Ron.
Thank you, Michelle.